FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. U.S. Olympic swimmer Jack Conger of Rockville is one of two members of the U.S. team who's now been ordered to stay in Brazil for now, as authorities there claims that four swimmers were robbed at gunpoint last Sunday by men posing as police officers. Correspondent Nick Peyton Walsh reports a judge in Brazil ordered Conger and Gunnar Bench to remain in the country for questioning.
We're dealing with a very confused picture of what happened in the early hours of that Sunday morning. Many Brazilians and the police spokesperson we talked to today are wondering, how was it these men experienced an armed robbery, apparently by police, people dressed as police carrying weapons, yet still emerged from that incident carrying, in their own admission, their cell phones? And if you look at the CCTV, which the judge cited in her court statement, pointing out how they seemed, in her impression, unshaken after their ordeal, you see in that video too, they're carrying some pretty high value items.
It's not clear when Conger and Benz will get their passports back and be allowed to come home. At this hour, about 4,000 electric customers across the greater Washington area still have no power after the latest round of severe storms last night. A number of homes and other buildings were damaged by the storm as well, including an apartment building in southeast Washington that lost part of its roof. Another round of elevator repairs will keep the Washington Monument closed again today. Yesterday, while 84 people were at the top enjoying the view, a cable in the elevator broke loose while a Park Service employee was in the car. Those 84 people then had to walk all the way down, but reportedly did so without incident. Kids still have another 11 days before they have to return to class in Montgomery County, and school systems hoping you'll help fund their backpack program.
There are currently 54,000 students in the Montgomery County Public Schools who get free and reduced price lunches. Many of them won't be able to pay for their pens and paper either, which is why the district is hoping you'll help out with the Give Backpacks campaign. Montgomery County Public School spokeswoman Boyende Onijala says $10 can make a difference.
Each backpack comes filled with school supplies. Donors are welcome to give at any amount.
So far, more than $150,000 has been raised this year, but more is needed. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And as the schools across the region open their doors over the next couple of weeks, there will be more cars on the road and plenty more kids crossing streets.
And if you're talking on your phone while driving, you may hit a kid crossing the street. AAA's John Townsend says if you're in Maryland and D.C., it's illegal to hold your phone and talk behind the wheel. That's not the case in Virginia.
Virginia is a state that prides privacy, and we all should, but not at the expense of the number one cause of traffic crashes in this country.
Research shows
when you introduce tougher, distracted driving laws, people are less likely to talk on their phones
and more likely to avoid accidents. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board will now be joining the team looking for the cause of last week's explosion and fire at a Silver Spring apartment building. Seven people were killed. More than 30 others were injured in that incident. NTSB experts in natural gas pipelines will be taking the lead role in the investigation. Britain has unveiled a plan to battle rising child obesity by urging food manufacturers to cut down on sugar, and by getting primary schools to make kids do more exercise. The government wants manufacturers to cut the amount of sugar in products popular with kids, including cereals, candies, and desserts, by 20% over 5 years. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,574, the Nasdaq at 52,29. Sports: Steven Strasburg endures his shortest outing of the season as the Rockies outslug the Nationals. The Orioles lose again to the Red Sox. And at the Olympics, Team USA now has 30 gold medals, 93 overall. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Heads up, folks. Weekdays at noon.
The nation's most prominent conservative commentator,
Rush Limbaugh.
The nation's most prominent commentator,
conservative, liberal, moderate, independent, or what have you.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounter's experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for a free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounter's 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer. Cabinet Discounters. Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. You'll find a lot more than just cabinets at Cabinet Discounters.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great place.
Join me, Chris Plant, Thursday, September 22nd at the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. Visit mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris to get $100 off the ticket price. mrc.org/gala.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66. We've been okay through Manassas and Centerville. That's a good thing because up ahead you will hit delays. Fairfax County Parkway heading up toward Vienna. Have the broken down tractor trailer still in the right lane. It was one of those double tractor trailers. They have the front part already towed away. So you're seeing that second half of the tractor trailer still in the right lane. 66 East is coming up to Nutley Street. Car overturned on the Beltway Bethesda, Interloop past 355. Still a lot of activity left side, jammed off at 270 and coming around the Beltway. A four-car crash, 270, slows us south of Clarksburg as you head into Germantown and Gaithersburg. Southbound 270 at 370. Stay to the right to get by. Baltimore-Washington Parkway hung up each direction through Laurel. Lanes are reported open. And 210 northbound reopened at Palmer Road. Earlier investigation wrapped up and finally starting to see some improvement there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures into the mid-90s yesterday. We'll back it off a little bit today and tomorrow with just isolated showers, thunder showers around. I'd see a few around this morning. Better chance this afternoon. Let's go 92, partial clouds. Tonight we're 74. Tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms again in a high of 92. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 78 in Arlington, 73 in Hyattsville, 78 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Media Research Center. Hillary Clinton cashes in with celebrities in an end-of-summer marathon. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington Comes to Talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll talk to Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And the Office of Fairfax County Tax Administration has implemented a brand new program that allows and requests Fairfax County residents to basically let the Fairfax County Tax Department know if your neighbors are not paying taxes on their automobile based on how whether they were properly registered locally or in out of state. In other words, you got a neighbor, they live here in Virginia, and they've got Maryland states or out of state license plates. The government wants to know about it. Juan Rengel is the administrator of said Fairfax County Department of Tax Administration. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me on.
So, listen, I want everyone to follow the law. I'm a law and order guy, but isn't it taking it an extra step to ask neighbors to rat out their neighbors on this thing?
Well, a couple of things. This target program is a program, an initiative that has been in place since the early 1990s when citizens started calling in reporting out-of-state plates. So at that time, we established a hotline where people could call in and report out-of-state plates. It was in the early 2000s when we decided to create an online reporting site where people could go in and report out-of-state plates. The article that you saw in WTOP, it's a little bit misleading in the sense that we're not missing out on the $2 million that they reference. We actually made $2 million as a result of this program. It's just a program that enforces the compliance of the personal property tax laws in Fairfax County.
Well, no, it does more than enforces. It asks neighbors to say, hey, if you see your neighbor doesn't have a license plate, give us a call so we can go in and enforce it.
And that's, you know, in last year, in the fiscal year 2016, which ended in June 30th, we got 15,000 tips out of which about 30% of them, or a third, came from private citizens. The rest of them were done by field staff and a partnership between the police department and the sheriff's office.
Wait, I'm sorry, quick follow-up. Of those 15,000 tips, how many, did you say 15,000?
15,000 tips.
Yeah, out of those 15,000 tips, how many were correct and that there was a violation?
Very small amount. It was about 1,800, which is about 12%.
So you guys had to go and chase down all these other, 13,200 tips that were incorrect? That sounds like a waste of money.
Yeah, we research each one of them. We have an automated process that we do this in batch processing. And if we are able to establish enough nexus to Fairfax County, then we go and assess them for tax.
All right. So if somebody is sitting in there, let's say they live in an apartment complex or a townhouse complex, and they see a guy that gets into a car every day, he's got a Maryland tag and gets into his car, you know, a lot of mornings they see him doing that. And you guys, how do you crack down on him? Because it could be that the guy's just like visiting his girlfriend, right?
Absolutely, and that's what happens many times. Just because you have an out-of-state plate doesn't mean that you're evading taxes, because this area is such a transient area.
But does that guy have to spend a lot of time explaining to you, no, I'm not in violation?
No. What we do is we go and we research, and obviously for that example, we wouldn't find any nexus to Fairfax County, so we do not establish a liability with that person.
Can I ask you something again? Our guest is Juan Rangel. He is the Director of Personal Property and Business License Division of Fairfax County Department of Tax Administration. Seems to me that there is a lot of tax fraud out there. And one thing that we should be cracking down is employers hiring people and paying them under the table, not paying the appropriate taxes. You would agree that that's a problem, right?
Well, I cannot mention anything about that because we don't do that in this division here.
And not in your division, but again, you're a representative of the tax administration. I know you do personal property and business license, but it seems to me that if a person, if my neighbor were employing an undocumented worker to do gardening work or to do child care in the home, wouldn't you encourage me to blow the whistle on them and then we could have people come out and make sure the taxes are paid, and also that person who's in the country illegally and undocumented should be handed over to immigration? Would you agree with that?
Well, that's between, that's the law enforcement and immigration. That's nothing that we encourage or discourage.
I'm trying to get to where you are. Why don't you encourage
same
it?
Same principle,
That's a violation of the law. You're encouraging people to call out their neighbors for not registering a car. Isn't it worse to have somebody here who's in the country illegally?
Absolutely. I mean, if that's what the person wants to do, absolutely, they are within the right to do that. Absolutely.
Well, within your right is one thing. You have a whole program set up here encouraging people to do this. Would you? You just said you wouldn't encourage it. Why would you not encourage people to do that?
I'd say that I would not discourage it or encourage it.
But why wouldn't you encourage it?
Well, I mean, that would be an immigration issue that they have to establish a program, whereas people could go in and report those types of scenarios.
But you don't have an opinion one way or the other?
No, sir.
I'm surprised.
See, it's because our question is, it seems like it's the same principle. If you want people to obey the law, then you ought to encourage them to do it not only on tags.
Yeah, why are we only ratting out our neighbors on a license plate but not on employing someone illegally in the country?
Well, that's something that, again, you have to take it on with the immigration office. I don't know if they have programs already in place that we're not aware of, I have no idea about what they have, what they do or don't do in the immigration office.
All right, what are the exceptions to the rule? Now, how can you, like, be in Virginia with an out-of-state plate and not be in violation of the rule?
Well, I mean, we have a lot of military bases, world headquarters here. So if you're a military person on orders here temporarily, those people are exempt.
Okay.
People that are full-time students from out of state, they would be exempt.
And how do you determine whether, if they have an address in Virginia and they got a car parked in Virginia, how do you figure out whether or not they're in compliance?
We have systems in place where we go in and research. For example, if we get a tag reported to us, we go into VC to see if they're employed here, and then we take it one step forward. If they're employed or if they have a voter registration in Virginia, those are things that we would look at in order to establish a nexus with Fairfax County.
All right, and the other exemptions?
The other exceptions will be visitors that are here. Especially this time of year, people are on vacation, they come visit, they go drive down to the Virginia area. those people will be exempt.
All right. We're going to have to leave it there. We do appreciate you coming on board, Juan Rangel. He is, again, the director of the Personal Property and Business License Division of the Fairfax County Department of Tax Administration. Thank you for joining us, sir. And we would like to hear from you now. 888-630-9625. Would you rat out your neighbor if you saw that they didn't have the appropriate license plate? Would you tell on them? And do you see any other larger issue here with the government encouraging you to tattle on your neighbors for not paying their fair share of taxes? 888-630-9625.
It is now time for WMAL Traffic and Weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And sticking with the theme of Fairfax, according to Fairfax Police, they tell me now that traffic can use Guinea Road. That had been closed because of tree and wires down. But in Annandale now, you can get by Guinea Road south of 236, the Little River Turnpike. Still might see some activity there. Still dealing with the broken down tractor trailer on 66 eastbound after 123. You should come up toward Nutley Street. That's along the right side with delays back near the Fairfax County Parkway. 270. All right. Tow truck is at the scene of the four-car crash. They need two flatbeds there. On 270 southbound at 370. Still stay to the right to get by. And I'm looking at delays just south of 121 Clarksburg. Get a little relief and then a bit of volume to join onto the Beltway Interloop. We're now the lanes open in Bethesda. Interloop past 355. Scene of the earlier crash heading into town. It's just been a volume 295 as you come off the 50 and the BW Parkway. Slows each direction on the freeway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, listen, here is the real bottom line. The temperature is going to be in the low 90s, but it's going to feel like it's a lot hotter than that all the way through the weekend, and the temperatures in the evening are going to be somewhere in the mid-70s. And each and every day between now and Sunday, there is a chance of an afternoon or early evening thunderstorm. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 77 degrees, 816 on WMAL. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Collins Firm.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Reston or Thursday in Columbia. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
You are all deputized now. The state
raise your
of Virginia,
right hand.
Fairfax County wants you to rat out your neighbors. Oh, why they're not as vigorous in enforcing immigration laws? Last I checked, I thought Fairfax County was considering themselves a sanctuary city, right? Didn't they? Why they don't say, hey, that person's hiring an illegal nanny. What's the phone number and website I can access for that? That they don't care about.
No, they don't care a bit.
Well, would you do that? 888-630-WMAL. Let's start with Mary in Fairfax. There you are, Mary. It's happening in your county, Mary. What do you say?
Hey, Mary.
Yes, hi, and good morning. I had a very, very bad, unpleasant experience some years ago here because I had a guest from Wisconsin here at, you know, in my home temporarily.
Okay.
And he had a van registered in Wisconsin where he and his family lived, and a neighbor came knocking on my door and calling me on a Saturday morning demanding to know why he didn't have a Fairfax County decal. At that point in time, there were decals you displayed on your windshield.
Yeah, I remember that, right.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Yep. And I didn't like it. I explained to him that he was only here temporarily and was returning back to his state.
Yeah.
And I did not like that at all. And back then, if I'm correct, they paid a portion of the of any money collected to the snitcher. Mm. And I want to add one other thing. I'm a longtime citizen of Fairfax County, and on the DTA, Department of Tax Administration, they shorted me on real estate taxes $400.
All right. Well, Mary, this isn't the forum to express that.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
We can't answer to it, but maybe you can reach out to them again. I'm sorry, but we don't get as many calls. But I love that. You know, you got a neighbor from Wisconsin staying over, and here comes Gladys Kravitz looking through the window and knocking on the door. You're not supposed to be here.
I guarantee you I'd have a little conversation with that individual.
Susan and Burke, you're next up on WMAO. What do you say, Susan?
Hey, Susan.
Hi. So this happened to a friend of mine. She lives in a townhouse complex in Burke, and her husband is in the military, and he has out-of-state plates. And for several weeks, Her husband has been saying, someone's kind of following me as I drive over to the VRE station every morning. And the wife was like, what? And this went on for several weeks. And finally, what they found out is the president of the homeowners association had been following him, seeing where he went and where he parked, and then went to the records of the townhomes and found his address and his name. And they got a bill for like $800 from the county saying they owed all these back taxes. And he had to go through all these links to prove he was in the military. And it was this nosy neighbor who was accessing private homeowners records to find his address. It was a complete invasion of privacy.
Mrs. Kravitz, she's everywhere. Susan, thank you for that. Listen, I'm like I said, I'm a law and order guy. I think we should all obey our laws. But at the same time, if somebody, you know, figured out a way to evade a tax, I mean, of the laws that we're going to, you know, evade taxes, yeah. I might be asking them for some tips instead of ratting them out.
Yeah.
How about Jeremy and Frederick? You're on WMAL. Jeremy,
hey,
what do you
Jeremy,
think of
good morning.
The Fairfax County government encouraging people to rat out their neighbors?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. This is a complete invasion of privacy. I own tractor trailers. They make us do this with tractor trailers. We report our mileages state to state. And all that is just, they're just pulling revenue from. Obviously, if you have enough money to buy tags in a car, then they know you got enough money to pay these fees. But where's the website so we can go ahead and report all these people I see at 7-Eleven and Wawa every morning buying 20 Monster Energy drinks on an EBT card?
Oh, there you go. Exactly. That my biggest problem with this is the selective enforcement. That's a great point, Jeremy.
Yeah, right.
If I see somebody who is abusing their food stamp program from the Department of Agriculture,
where's that number? I want that number for sure. Yeah.
We don't have that. We can't have that. All right. How about Jim in the district? You are next up on WMAL.
Hi, Jim.
Money are they spending on this program?
Yeah, I know.
How much taxpayer money is being used on this program to rat out your neighbor? I mean, that seems like a waste right there.
Well, he claimed that it was automated, but he gave us the numbers. That's why I wanted to drill down on it. There were 15,000 tips, he said. Well, that doesn't tell us anything. How many of those tips actually turned into something? And it was only 1,800, which, that's not a great ratio there. That means they're wasting their time on 13,200 tips a year. But, you know, listen, they'll just hire more people. I mean, it's just government business. It doesn't cost anything.
It's now 8:22 on WMAL.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store. The good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep, when she actually sleeps.
The company store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
I want to talk to you now for a minute about Zero Res. Now, Zero Res is the company that I use to clean my carpets and my upholstery. I keep forgetting to tell you about my sofa and love seat. My gosh, they did an incredible job cleaning them as well. Meredith is so happy with our clean carpets from Zero Res, not just because they look brand new, the smell clean, they feel soft, but also because the crew from Zero Res, they always guarantee their work. Meredith loves Lewis and the whole crew over there. She wants them over every month, even if our carpets don't need it, and they don't, because Zero Res does such a great job. And by the way, your carpet, you know, is the largest air filter in your home. It should be professionally cleaned at least once a year. And with Zero Res cleaning, the stains, the pet accidents, the dirt, the allergens, the contaminants and pet fur, it's all going to be removed. You'll be amazed at what they pull out of your carpets. I was. Do what I did. Call Zero Res today. Ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. Zero Res is going to come out and pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpets for only $49 a room. Now, minimums apply, of course, but give them a call. 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Overwhelmed or fed up with investing for retirement all on your own? We can help. Listen every Saturday at noon to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled program for an important announcement about your nanny. If you're paying a nanny on a regular basis, you may owe nanny taxes. And if you're a working parent, more busy work is the last thing you need. So take nanny payroll taxes off your plate with Sure Payroll. Sure Payroll handles all the complicated nanny tax forms and filings for you automatically. Plus, you'll get direct deposit, great U.S.-based customer service, and background checks to make sure the nanny you're hiring is one you can trust. Don't risk fees, penalties, or headaches. Sure Payroll gives you total control. Pay your nanny anytime, anywhere, on on any device. When it's time to pay your nanny, trust the service that was named Best Household Payroll Service by Business News Daily 2 years in a row. Visit SUREPayroll.com and search Guide to Nanny Taxes to get a free guide you can use to learn more about paying your nanny correctly. Do yourself and your nanny a favor now. Make sure you're sure about taking care of nanny taxes by going to SUREPayroll.com for a free quote and guide to nanny taxes, or call 800-950-9042. 800-950-9042. That's 800-950-9042. SUREPayroll.com.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova. Join the future of health.
It is now 8:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, definitely some positive news. Much better. 210 Indian Head Highway reopened at Palmer Road and just about cleared out all the delays. So go ahead. You could take that with confidence. Also, 270 southbound four-car crash finally cleared out of the travel lanes. Southbound 270 as you pass 370, but big delays out of Clarksburg, though still we need to try to clear that. And because the 270 backups, it slowed 117, 370, and everyone trying to merge into those slowdowns. But again, reopened is 270. Also reopened, Beltway and Bethesda, inner loop crash after 355 gone. Outer loop still jammed in Silver Spring. And still with the tractor trailer, eastbound 66 at Nutley Street. It is confined to the right shoulder, but slow to get by. And on that service exit roadway at Nutley Street, very slow as well. Traffic update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chance is not great, but as we saw yesterday, if you get a storm, it can rain pretty hard in some spots. Same thing today, especially this afternoon, maybe a few showers around this morning. Partly sunny at times and down just a hair, 92. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 78 degrees at 8:27.
I'm a spy. Fairfax County wants you to spy on your neighbors and report them if they've got out-of-state license plates because, you know, it's not fair. Listen, Hank in Chantilly and Brad in Fairfax think this is a good idea. You know, they should pay their fair share, and I get it. I just wanted to let people know that we did have some callers who were in favor of it. Frankly, my biggest problem is the selective enforcement. What things are they not encouraging us to report our neighbors on, like, you know, undocumented workers and things like that? So I just wanted your names out there so that people knew that we did have some people who agreed with it, but I really want to go to Mike in Fairfax here on WMAL. Mike?
Oh, my gosh, be quiet. My neighbor, I'm looking out the window right now.
Yeah?
I can tell he's not paying his taxes.
Really?
I don't see a sticker on his car, and I saw him pay his gardener with cash. I don't know. His name is Jerry Connolly. I don't know if you know him or not.
Mike, can you give us a description of this Jerry Connolly in Fairfax?
Well, he's very mean. That's why I don't talk to him. And he's I see him out there all the time, and there's a lot of people coming by his house. He's kind of bald with a mustache and glasses. And so maybe if you drive by his house, you might be able to get one of your 18% tips that are good.
Mike, if I were you, I would steer clear of your neighbor. I wouldn't trust this guy the way you describe him. And we were going to look into this Jerry Connolly and report him and see what happens.
I think I've heard that name.
It rings a bell.
It does.
8:28 on WMAL.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store. The good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep, when she actually sleeps.
The company store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. Because better equipment means better work and getting more done. And keeping you working is what we do best. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you. offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a hobbyist or a seasoned professional on deadline, go to Bailey.com now and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend. Over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build, repair, or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H. Bailey. Because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson and Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, you get a full service listing for just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, our clients have already saved $3.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
When we come back, we'll talk to Jake Tapper from CNN. It's now 8:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Authorities in Brazil plan to question three of American swimmer Ryan Lochte's teammates today about that robbery they reported last Sunday. Last night, two of the teammates, including one from Rockville, were stopped by authorities.
Jack Conger and Gunnar Bentz were about to go home. They were ready to take off for the U.S., but Brazilian authorities pulled them from the flight. The two American swimmers were with Ryan Lochte when he claims they were robbed at gunpoint by men posing as police officers. The third swimmer, Jimmy Fagan, was said to still be in Rio and cooperating with investigators. Police said there were inconsistencies in their stories, and they haven't been able to find evidence that supports their claims. Steve Kastenbaum in Rio de Janeiro.
The U.S. government is growing worried that advances in North Korea's nuclear program could reduce the warning time in the event of a nuclear attack on this country.
The latest intelligence analysis concludes North Korea is now aggressively testing medium and long-range missiles, warheads, and nuclear devices, and it no longer cares if the world sees its test failures.
Correspondent Barbara Starr. Thousands lost their electricity again last night as powerful thunderstorms swept across the region. At this hour, about 2,500 homes are still in the dark. The fire chief in San Bernardino County, California, warns there will be a lot of families that come home to nothing when they're allowed to return. A wildfire has raged across 40 square miles. Authorities say they're not even sure how many homes have been destroyed. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,574, the Nasdaq at 52,29. Sports, the Rockies chase Steven Strasburg in his shortest outing of the year and beat the Nationals. The Orioles drop their second straight to Boston and fall into third place in the AL East. And in Rio, the Team USA medal count is now 30 gold, 93 overall. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists.
As I grew up, there was no greater fear in my life than going into a dental office.
Through sedation dentistry, Cascade Center for Dental Health will change the way you see going to the dentist.
I kept hearing Dr. Ferrelius' ads, and it sounded like something that would work for me.
It was complete dental restoration that grabbed my attention, and I thought, you know what, it'd be nice to get it all done at once.
When I met Dr. Ruparelia, I was very impressed. I felt that he was very empathetic, and that really made me feel instantly comfortable with him.
Everyone is so nice, and they really want to help. It's not like any other medical office I'd ever been in.
Changing lives one smile at a time with our revolutionary full-mouth dental implants.
And wow, one day? You know, basically, you got all that done yesterday or 2 days ago? You know, people are like, yeah, they look great.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Looking for more than a weekend getaway? Colonial Beach is the only beachfront town on the Potomac River, just 60 minutes from Northern Virginia, Maryland, and D.C., offering state-of-the-art two-bedroom, two-bath condos with gourmet kitchens. Rather than driving south thousands of miles, make Colonial Beach your new home away from home, starting at $199,000. These condos overlook the boardwalk and Potomac River. No grass to cut, no honey-do list. Just turn the key and you're on vacation. Call today to schedule an appointment, 804-224-9300, or visit thecolonialbeachcondos.com.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Reston or Thursday in Columbia. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia in the Fort Belvoir area. Route 1 slows in each direction right near the Fairfax County Parkway. Looks like the accident happened in the southbound lanes, but may have a northbound lane blocked as well. Do watch for police direction. Again, Route 1 near the Fairfax County Parkway. 95, fantastic morning. That's one of our one best places we have this morning for the rush hour. No delay out of Triangle up through to the Beltway and on to 395. I don't see any delay until you get to about the Pentagon to cross the 14th Street Bridge. 66 East trying to recover, getting up toward Nutley Street. Broken down tractor trailer finally towed out of there. 270, it was the four-car crash still keeping us below speed out of Clarksburg into Germantown. The crash was southbound just a little bit beyond Germantown. Now all lanes have been reopened. And Bethesda, Inner Loop 355, that crash gone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A weak front really not doing anything but being the focusing mechanism for a few isolated showers this morning and an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. 92, partial clouds tonight, 74. Sun early tomorrow, late day clouds, and maybe a stray shower or storm again with a high of 92. But watch out. You get these storms, they may go strong, possibly severe. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Dumfries, 75 in Greenbelt, 78 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Collins Firm. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It is 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, and joining us on the line right now, anchor of The Lead and State of the Union, seen on CNN, our friend Jake Tapper. Hello, Jake. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Okay, so listen, I want to take a break from, you know, we'll get to it in a moment, all of the stuff going on with Clinton and Trump and that kind of stuff. But I just want to point out, we've got wildfires in the West. Yeah. We've got Louisiana, I mean, and that, and parts of the South underwater. Yep. I mean, some of the most horrific flooding I've seen in a long time. We recently had riots in Milwaukee, and our president is on vacation and hasn't even so much really has commented about any of this stuff as far as I can find, and certainly hasn't made any moves to see if there's anything he can do or make a trip down there to examine the thing. I mean, at what point does a president need to come off his vacation?
Well, that's a big question, and the Advocate, the Baton Rouge newspaper, I believe, has a big editorial today saying to the president, you know, cut your vacation short, come look at the devastation here, make sure, you know, convey to the nation that this is a priority for you, and we haven't heard the president's response to that, but absolutely, and I know people down there in Baton Rouge, I've been talking to some of them, and they feel, neglected by the media. I can only speak. I know CNN's been covering the flooding, and I know we've been covering it on my show every day. But
yes,
they feel generally neglected by the media, and B, more importantly, they feel as though they're not a priority to the White House. You know, a lot of times, I know that the FEMA director is there, and I know that the National Guard is there, and so it's not as though there aren't government officials there on the case looking. But a lot of times, perception becomes reality, especially when you're going through such a horrific experience, and with more than 9 or 10 people who have been killed, and just tens of thousands of people who have lost everything. It is a moment for that requires some leadership.
And is there? I mean, the report card on FEMA. Response here, Jake. What are you hearing from the people down there? Are they getting the job done, or is there room for improvement?
My ears are finely tuned to this, because I've been saying every day, are we here? And this is the question I ask any time there's any sort of devastation or anything, and I interview a local official. Is there anything you're not getting from the government that you need to be getting? And so far, I have not heard anything. That doesn't mean that there aren't complaints, but I haven't heard of any. But that's certainly something to keep an eye out for. It is mm-hmm. keep in mind early, and it does take days sometimes to get things into place. So those of us who have covered natural disasters before know that usually the complaints about things not getting in there, if there isn't like an immediate horrific kind of loss of life like we saw after Hurricane Katrina, where people were dying in the days after. Usually those complaints come a few days into it, maybe a week into it, when they see that things have not arrived despite promises. So we'll see. We'll keep an eye out.
And Jake, I know you're watching the Olympics and covering the Olympics on the lead. I love the format of the lead, because it's a little bit of everything people are talking about. We like to do that here too. And there's been so much to talk about with the Olympics. What is your take on this bizarre story with these American swimmers who are being detained? We talked about it earlier. I mean, it seems to me that even if the Brazilian officials don't believe their story, it hasn't risen to the level of confiscating their passports and keeping them in country. This is becoming an international incident.
It is, and it's bizarre. I don't know anything more than you guys do, but I saw that Matt Lauer, covering the Olympics, talked about how Ryan Lochte's story changed telling Billy Bush one day and telling him another. I mean, just between NBC correspondents. Mm-hmm. So at one point, this alleged assailant was putting a gun right to his head, and next day it wasn't to his head. He was just holding it up. Who knows what the truth is? Certainly, the idea of there being lots of rampant crime in Rio is not unusual. But the idea that these people are now being pulled off of airplanes seems extreme. So I don't know. We'll see. You saw the video, as I'm sure most people did, the video that the Daily Mail got from the security cameras at the hotel. Those do not look like swimmers who have just been armed at robbed at gunpoint. They look like people who have all their valuables and are returning from a nice night on the town.
All right, so I noticed, as long as we're talking about the Olympics, that you put that, that pugnacious astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson in his place about something he said about the Olympics.
Oh, that was just, he said something like,
Here, I can read it for you.
Yeah,
the USA has three times as many Olympic golds as Hungary, but 30 times the population. Adjusting for this, Hungary is kicking our butt.
I mean, look, he kind of is a master troll. He kind of loves to put things out there like mathematically, know that they're going to outrage people. And I guess I kind of took the bait, to be honest. So, but I mean, my only argument is like, okay, but we also have so many Hungarians in this country because we have so many people from all over the world because everybody flocks to this nation. Our population is so big because everybody else around the world wants to be American.
Yeah. Mm.
So yeah, we have a lot of Hungarians who are not making the Olympics, just like we have a lot of everything who are not making the Olympics. In this country, because everybody enjoys the freedom of this country. But look, he was just doing a mathematical equation. And again, he's a master troll. He's a brilliant troll, and I took the bait.
All right. Oh, I would add to that, by the way, when people learn of these athletes from other nations who are winning golds and stuff, if you research them a little bit, a whole lot of them go to college here in America,
yeah,
and they study
true,
and they practice and train with NCAA teams here. So it's
no, absolutely. And look, on our women's gymnastic team, I mean, those amazing, amazing young women, their coach from Romania.
Right, that's exactly.
Right. Yeah, that's the brilliance of America.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Jake Tapper, always a pleasure. Thank you, my
Thanks,
friend.
Guys.
It is now 8:43 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Well, it is time for the summer blowout sale at Chamonix. Now, listen, it's still going on, but they've just upped the ante on this, all right? Yes, you're going to get a month of Genucel for free with your order today. That's right, a free month supply of Genucel if you call right now. And you've heard me talk about Genucel. It uses plant stem cell therapy to give the most effective treatment for under-eye bags, those bags under your eyes, and puffiness around your eyes. It'll make you look younger and feel better about yourselves. And, boy, we can all use that these days, can't we? And with its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. Okay, there's that. But so you got your Genucel, which is awesome. You got your free month supply of Genucel, which is awesome. Now listen to this. You're going to be the first in the world to try the brand new fourth generation Esotique XV collagen builder. It hasn't even been launched yet, but if you're going to order Genucel today, you'll get it for free. You've heard of Esotique. I mean, that's like the most popular brand lotion from Chamonix. You're going to get the brand new version for free. Call them, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. By the way, if you call now, they're going to throw in free shipping. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
It's 845 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia. Car fire is the problem on Route 1 near Fort Belvoir, and looks like they're stopping traffic. Route 1 right near Pohick Road. That puts it right just east of the Fairfax County Parkway, and that's why we're seeing delays each direction. So patience as fire department deals with that. Also on the Fairfax County Parkway trying to merge onto Route 1, you're encountering some of those slowdowns. Wide open, 95, 395, love it. Maryland 95, not quite the case. Still slow just south of the ICC, heading down to each loop of the Beltway. That inner loop into Greenbelt and New Carrollton, heavy. The crash on the shoulder between 450 and Route 50, the John Hanson Highway. Now the outer loop, complete separate incident before you get to 50. That too was on the shoulder. 270, let's do it. It's about recovering here in Gaithersburg. The crash gone southbound near 370 and getting to 270 out of Frederick, still with the accident on 15 southbound before you get to 270 right near Route 40. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures into the mid-90s yesterday. We'll back it off a little bit today and tomorrow with just isolated showers, thunder showers around. Might see a few around this morning. Better chance this afternoon. Let's go 92, partial clouds. Tonight we're 74. Tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms again in a high of 92. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 78 degrees, 846.
To all the men and women that serve our country,
we'd like to thank you for your service.
For all you do to keep us safe.
Thank you for all you do for our country.
Brought to you by ARS Rescue Rooter. Thank you for keeping us safe.
You know, McDonald's has had to bow under pressure from the health and nutrition fascists in our society and culture.
You mean the first lady?
Well, it goes well beyond her, of course, but she has a very loud microphone there, and they have changed their Happy Meals. You remember how they were shamed into changing Happy Meals? You know, a lunch that kids love to enjoy. You get a cheeseburger,
because
you get some
they
fries.
Make you happy.
Of course, that's sort of part of the deal.
That's why they call it the Happy Meal.
You get a soda, and then you get a toy. And they basically made them change, you know, now you got to get apple slices with it. You know, next is going to be, you know, your Happy Meal is a box of celery. It's enjoy, kids.
Mildly elated meal.
You got to give them milk and juice instead of soda because you can't have soda. Well, now here's the latest.
Meal.
Yeah, it's like a moderately not too crabby meal is what they're going to call it. Well, they also hated the fact that there was a toy because here's the thing. Kids really wanted the toy.
Well, the and toy so is what makes it a... Right. Happy Meal.
It makes you pretty happy, toys yes. do, when you're a kid. And there's, so we're enticing and teaching children that they get this toy and this present if they eat junk food. And whatever. All right, so they changed it, and they've added all these different things instead of toys. Now, this is I love this story more than life itself. McDonald's has recently replaced the toy that they get with Happy Meals with, get this, a fitness tracker. For kids, you know, like a little wristband, because that's what every kid wants.
Yeah.
Oh, could I please get a little wristband plastic thing that tracks how many miles I walk? Please, Daddy, please. Said no kid ever. All right. So the parents have, you know, followed suit, and they've gotten these things, and they forced their child to stick this thing on their wrist and say, yeah. Now walk around and tell me how many miles they've walked. Well, it hasn't gone exactly according to plan.
Oh, really?
McDonald's is now recalling its Step It activity trackers, and they will no longer be including it in the Happy Meal over concerns due to skin irritations, according to a statement from the company. We've taken this swift and voluntary step after receiving limited reports of potential skin irritations that may be associated from wearing the band.
Meal. It's an injury meal.
It's a rashy meal or something here. Nothing is more important to us than the safety of our customers, and we are fully investigating this issue. So, you know, for the sake of nutrition and health and keeping our kids from getting obese, they've removed the little, you know, toy Shrek or something, whatever they get with whatever the latest movie trend is, and a little present, and made them wear this dang thing around their wrist, and then that's now irritated their skin. So the kids are worse off than they were.
I'm irritated by the whole thing.
Go back to the toys. Go back to giving our kids toys, letting them have a Coke, and eating a cheeseburger. What's wrong with that? Let kids be kids, please.
I'm not so happy anymore. 8:49.
I'm loving it. Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet, then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month, and ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to 1 voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Everyone's got their own reasons for going to church, but how many of you would say that your health is one of them? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Women who regularly attend church services may actually live longer. That's according to a recent study done at Harvard School of Public Health. More specifically, women who went to church more than once a week had a 33% lower risk of dying during the study period compared to those who never went to church. The health benefits were still there for those who only went once a week or even less. Researchers also found that women who regularly attended services had higher rates of social support and optimism, lower rates of depression, and they were less likely to smoke. Here's what the study's lead author had to say. When it comes to health, the benefits outweigh the potentially negative effects, such as guilt, anxiety, or intolerance. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
CVS Pharmacy has over 9,000 locations, and now we're inside Target. So whether you're at home, work, or on vacation, CVS Pharmacy is nearby. We could pull up all your details and prescriptions at any of our locations across the country. So wherever you are, we are. And now the pharmacy you trust is in the store you love. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
If your friend at work told you she just found a way to save half on her dry cleaning every week, would you switch to that dry cleaner? What if all your friends told you that they found a great new dry cleaner that charges half what most full-price cleaners charge? Then would you switch? Well, what if I told you that 1 million people had dumped their full-price cleaners for Zips dry cleaners? Would that convince you to at least try us? Because that's how many people have switched to Zips, where we charge a flat $2.29 to dry clean any garment, and even less to launder shirts. Zips uses an efficient, state-of-the-art process to clean your clothes. It's just that we charge you way less to do it. Zips has truly revolutionized the dry cleaning business, one $2.29 garment at a time. So bring in the load of clothes you normally take to the full-price cleaners and see for yourself just how smart it is to use Zips. 1 million people wearing clean clothes can't be wrong. Come to Zips. Professional cleaning, unbeatable pricing. For Zips near you, visit 321zips.com.
Are you living with prostate enlargement? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It is 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten on a really traumatically bad day in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Boy, it's been something for sure. But the big problem that we had on 210 at Palmer Road, that's been resolved. Delays have cleared. Also 270, the big delays still with us, but starting to see some improvement. The crash southbound at 370 gone. Still delays out of Clarksburg. Getting to 270, accident in Frederick, southbound 15 at West Patrick Street. Do watch for police direction. Now for the Beltway, in through Silver Spring, topside slow, inner loop good now through Bethesda. The latest problem that we have is in Fairfax. Now initially reported as a car fire. Now Fairfax police telling me a gas line leak, and they're closing southbound Route 1. This is near Fort Belvoir. Southbound Route 1 right near Pohick Road. They're stopping all traffic. Watch for their direction. Northbound looks like we have a detour getting set up at the scene. So again, this is Route 1 Richmond Highway near Telegraph Road and Pohick Road for gas leak. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chance is not great, but as we saw yesterday, if you get a storm, it can rain pretty hard in some spots. Same thing today, especially this afternoon, maybe a few showers around this morning. Partly sunny at times and down just a hair, 92. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
79 degrees, 8:56.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is a challenging time for anybody, but if you're a member of our country's military, those challenges can impair your ability to perform your duty. At Cordell & Cordell, we understand the unique problems that military families face during divorce, and these issues range from parenting to pensions, and they require an understanding of military life and law. We've been working to protect guys in the military for over 25 years, so we know that nothing has the potential to distract you from your mission like a family crisis, and that's where Cordell & Cordell can serve you. Let us protect you on the home front while you protect us on other fronts. By the way, thank you for your service.
Military members are eligible to receive a discount off Cordell & Cordell services. Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store. The good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep, when she actually sleeps.
The Company Store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. You can win a share of $70,000 in trips, cash, and more at the $70,000 kickoff giveaway on August 26th and August 27th. Start earning entries now. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Well, coming up tomorrow, Friday, Robert Costa will be joining us. Also, Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel will be along.
Don't forget to tell the government if your neighbor is breaking the law today. Also, in 8 hours, we'll be back for the Drive at 5. Here comes Chris Plant and the Chris Plant Show.
Wow, look at all the time you gave, man. It's kind of unbelievable. You started the tease early. No, I really don't. So, Stephen K. Bannon, apparently not the most popular person on the planet, but the news media, man, that's just, who is Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, and how deeply have we looked into his background and all that good stuff. That and all kinds of wackiness going out there, and trigger warnings. I want to know what your trigger, what do you need to be warned? What are your